Helena, Stone Street's wife, has been lecturing them about the uses, even today, in cosmetics, of reprocessed bovine neurological material, having gotten there via a discussion over her stuffed eggplant of spongiform encephalopathy as the price of forcing herbivores into an apocalyptically unnatural cannibalism. Big End has a way of injecting these questions into conversations that he's grown tired of, caltrops thrown down on the conversational highway. You can swerve or you can hit them, blow your tires, hope you'll keep going on the rims. He's been doing it through dinner and their pre-dinner drinks, and Case assumes he does it because he's the boss, and perhaps because he really does bore easily. It's like watching someone restlessly change channels, no more mercy to it than that. They won't think of us, Case says, choosing straight into it. Any more than we think of the Victorians. I don't mean the icons, but the ordinary actual living souls. I think they'll hate us, says Helena, only her gorgeous eyes visible now above her nightmares of BSE and a spongiform future. She looks, for just that instant, as though she's still in character as the emotionally conflicted deprogrammer of abductees on Archive 7's lone season, Case having once watched a single episode in order to see a friend's actor boyfriend in a walk-on as a morgue attendant. Souls, repeats Big End, evidently not having heard Helena, his blue eyes widening for Case's benefit. He has less accent of any kind than she can recall having heard before in any speaker of English. It's unnerving. It makes him sound somehow directionless, like a loudspeaker in a departure lounge, though it has nothing to do with volume. Souls? Case looks at him and carefully chews a mouthful of stuffed eggplant. Of course, he says. We have no idea now of who or what the inhabitants of our future might be. In that sense, we have no future. Not in the sense that our grandparents had a future, or thought they did. Fully imagined cultural futures were the luxury of another day, one in which now was of some greater duration. For us, of course, things can change so abruptly, so violently, so profoundly, that futures like our grandparents have insufficient now to stand on. We have no future because our present is too volatile. He smiles, a version of Tom Cruise with too many teeth and longer, but still very white. We have only risk management, the spinning of the given moment scenarios, pattern recognition,